Hey, it's Katie Moran, and here's your heartfelt lift. I'm here today with.
Julia Silvestri.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to talk about my message. And if it can help one person, that's amazing. If it helps more people, even better. But even just one person makes a big impact. So I'm here to talk about starting over, and doesn't always have to mean completely starting over from scratch in your life. It could be, specific aspects of your life. For me, I just left my home of 8 years in North Carolina. I decided to move back up north in the tri-state area for a few months to decide where I wanted to go next and what that looked like for me and my journey. So I actually decided to move to Denver, Colorado in the next 2 months, and really just start over my life out there and see what opportunities come my way as I go out there, as I start my life out there. And I'm just excited to learn a lot about that process of moving out and settling into a new environment.
I love that so much. And this is something that is one of the things that I've definitely had to, a message I had to hear in certain times of my life. And it was definitely hard to not have that message come to me and to kind of like keep asking myself, am I doing the right thing? Is it okay to start over? And what would you say to someone who hasn't heard that message yet and is asking themselves, is starting over the right thing, or am I wasting everything I've worked so hard on?
I think even if you're asking yourself that question, it's kind of like a given that you should take that next step. You're questioning, asking yourself that question means you're questioning a lot of things that are going on in your life right now, which is a lot of the time your comfort zone. And there's a lot of knowledge to gain once you step outside that comfort zone. Like I had my whole life in North Carolina for 8 years. I went to college there. All my best friends are there, and I created a family within my friends. And near the end, I was like, am I stupid to leave my whole life here and move to a new state that I don't really know anyone? I don't know anything about that state, about the culture. Is it crazy for me to do that? But I know I've been wanting to do this and telling myself I want to do this for the past 2 years. And I've decided this year, especially, that I want to stop living in a life of what ifs. And it could, I could flop and it could be terrible living in Denver, but it also could be one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had. And a lot of good things could really come from it. So I'll never know, and you'll never know unless you actually take that chance. And I think a big thing for me that I tell myself is that nothing's permanent, especially when you're moving. You sign a lease for a year. If you hate it, you move somewhere else. So that's what I kind of remind myself of.
Yeah, for me, when I first had to start over, one of the big turning points in my life was I left school after an abusive relationship to pursue writing. And I remember thinking that no one believed in me, that everyone thought it was like a crazy idea for me to do that. And I actually had a mental health relapse during that time period. And after I decided to pursue this career in writing, and then I went through that, I think I started questioning myself. So, how can someone who's facing adversity reassure themselves that starting over is worth it?
I think a good way to reassure yourself is I really want to go back to the whole comfort zone thing. I think there's so many what ifs that we ask ourselves, and really the only way to answer that question or kind of to get over that. Or, yeah, get over that fear is actually put yourself into it. It could be an amazing experience, or it could not be an amazing experience, but you'll never know. You can create scenarios in your head. I'm a prime example of that. I love to create scenarios in my head, and I'm a professional overthinker. But until you actually put yourself into that environment, you can come up with so many ways as to why you shouldn't do it, especially when you're facing adversity. I think for me also, it's a perfect way to have a clean slate. If you're facing adversity in one area of your life, or say one state in your life or a town, I think, once you move to another place, I think, you won't really know until you actually get there.
Yeah, I love that. And for anyone who's suspended in the thought of my story, so I actually it all worked out in the end, and I published 3 books in 3 years. I have my fourth coming out. I'm working on a fiction novel, and I connect with so many people in so many profound ways, talking about suicide prevention and healing from sexual assault. And I think to myself, if I hadn't done that, who would I have been? And I always come back to this idea that I am so proud of the person I am now, because I'm not only serving myself, but I'm serving the people who have gone through what I've gone through and who are healing from the same things I am. And for me, it was probably the most important decision of my life to start over.
Yeah, when I was living in Raleigh for the last couple of years, when I was, having the thoughts of moving somewhere else, it was mainly because as a whole of within the city of Raleigh, I just felt like it wasn't serving me anymore. I've in many areas, I've done everything I wanted to do there. I've seen everything and I still have my best friends there, but there are certain people in within that city that I just felt like weren't serving me. They weren't my people, and I wanted to surround myself with positive people and positive outlooks on life and just overall positivity, and I felt like I wasn't really getting that from North Carolina or Raleigh specifically. I felt like it was very much heavily around drinking and partying, and I wanted to immerse myself into a culture where it's not all about that. It's more about an active lifestyle, mentally and physically and spiritually. And I just decided that I felt like I wasn't growing there anymore. And in order for me to grow more, I had to remove myself from that space and put myself somewhere different.
I love that so much. And to conclude on this, what is one message you'd say to someone who's looking for the courage to start over but is scared by the idea of growth?
Being scared of the idea of growth is, it's easy to be scared of it, but once you get a taste of it, it's kind of, you become obsessed with it. I think for a while I was also scared of growth, but then once I started doing things that were outside of my comfort zone that I knew would benefit me, and I started learning from it and growing from it, and I saw the person that I was becoming that I've always wanted to be, I ultimately started chasing that. So if you are looking to take that next step of either moving somewhere different or starting over in a certain aspect of your life, I would say just go for it. It's honestly just taking a leap of faith. There's no right or wrong, and there's no perfect way of doing it. I think you just have to do it. As cliche as that sounds, it honestly is kind of that simple in a way of just like taking that leap of faith, but just know, I know it is very scary. But I think what scares you the most means that you should do it.
Amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me, Katie.